Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. This is Simone. I'm from Houston, Texas. I have actually a few stories. I'm not as sensitive, but a few weird things, maybe paranormal, have happened to me. Before I do tell the story, I do want to let you guys know. I have been listening to you guys' show. Actually, been listening to you guys' show for about 1 month now. And I listen to it. I work a night shift at my job. So you can just imagine how some of these stories get to me. And your stories actually have me looking over my shoulders sometimes. As I said before, I'm not sensitive, but weird things do tend to happen to me. The first story I have is something that happened to me when I was living in my first apartment. I was in an abusive relationship, and the lady I was in a relationship with, she had a three-year-old son. His name was Dallas. So pretty much, it was an abusive relationship, as I said before. Just really weird things would happen. The first thing with that, let me see. I'm just trying to map everything out to you guys clearly. So your perspective won't be so cloudy when it comes to, you know, trying to get my story together. So it was pretty much bad energy all around the house, because I've never really been like a violent person. But when me and my girlfriend would fight, it would pretty much come very, very close to, you know, somebody coming close to the brink of death. And sometimes even, you know, my ex-stepson would be there sometimes. But one day, my ex-girlfriend, she was at work. I was there with my ex-stepson and two of my friends. They were just kind of down and out at the moment, so I just told them, hey, you guys can stay here until you get back on your feet. So basically, just to pay their way, because they weren't really working, they would watch our stepson while I was at work sometimes. This is about, I want to say this is probably a lit 2012 maybe, or 2013. We were all at home, and my stepson's name, his name is Dallas. Dallas never did anything like this before, but when they were there, my two friends, their name were Kayla and Maddie, he kept saying, he's up there. And we didn't know what he was talking about. And Dallas, I wouldn't call him a liar or anything like that. Yes, he had a vivid imagination, but if we asked him something, he would tell us the truth. So we were in the kitchen. This happened about 2 days in a row. We were in the kitchen, but it was only when they were there. It never, ever happened when they left the house. After they, departed from living with us, it never, ever happened. So me and Maddie, we were in the kitchen trying to fix Dallas something to eat, and he kept pointing at the refrigerator, just saying, he's right there. And I'm just like, what's right there, Dallas? It wasn't anything on top of the refrigerator, no cereal or anything like that. So just, I don't know what he's pointing at. So my friend Maddie, she tells me, oh, well, you know, kids can see stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, I know. I've heard that once before myself. So I'm getting pretty creeped out. I didn't know if I could believe, what was happening, because Maddie and my other friend, they both had dabbled in, drugs, before. So I didn't know if I could really trust, what she was saying, or, to trust, if they weren't trying to scare him, why we weren't there. But as I said before, I'm not as sensitive, but I did get a very, very weird feeling when he was pointing up there saying, he's right there. To this day, I still don't know what it might have been, but I did say the apartment held some very hostile energy, if I do say so myself. I've never been a very violent person. I've never, you know, I'm only human. But just that place brought out the worst in both of us. No, we're not together anymore, but we're still friends. But that's just a time in my life where a lot of things are crazy. And, yeah, that's my story. I hope you guys use this on your podcast. I'm going to become an EPP member actually tomorrow because I'm off. And I will fit that into my schedule. Thanks so much for you guys just, you know, being cool and giving everybody a chance to pretty much tell their story. And thanks so much for just really just being very, very welcoming. You guys are really cool, dynamic duo, and I hope to hear you guys on the show for many more years to come. I hope I didn't ramble too much. I have some other stories if you guys want to hear them. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear my story because I'm still listening to you guys' old shows from 2014 and 2015. So, yeah, it's January right now, the end of the month in 2016. So I'm pretty far behind in you guys' show. But thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.